2 years of following you, and
80 pounds down.
Yep.
And you've kept it off for a year?
I've kept it off for almost a year. Yep. I'd say probably about 10 months. Yep.
So for everybody who's new, what would you say to somebody who is new watching or who's skeptical on all of it? What would you say to people like that?
Yeah. So that first week was really tough for me. I am a sweets junkie, and I had a really, really hard time fighting past that part where the cravings just go away. But honestly, once they do, you don't even miss it. And it's seriously so easy. I cook all of my food on Sunday for the whole entire week. I've never been somebody who had a hard time eating the same thing over and over. So for me, it just became, you know, I found what worked, I found what I liked, and then I just stuck with it. And I know we've talked before, it's been a while since we've talked, but like, you know, I still have moments. I'll have a piece of cake every once in a while, or, you know, ice cream in the summer. Like, I still do enjoy that stuff. It just doesn't consume me anymore. So you really just, you have to want to do it. I don't buy that stuff anymore. It does not live in my house. So that temptation isn't there, because I think it'll always kind of be a part of me to have that drive to just grab something sugary. But I really don't even want it anymore. And it really is just a matter of having the willpower to fight through those first few days. Because once you get past that hump, it's just easy. And you just don't want it anymore.
What has a lot of friends and family reached out, especially with you? Because everyone, once people start getting amazing results, friends, family, coworkers, it always happens like, oh, they're going to gain all the weight back. Now that it's been a year, have you started to see people really be like, oh my gosh, like, what did you do? Like, I want to get the results that you got.
Yeah. So, and I have friends that watch you, and I have friends, I don't think they really interact much, but they follow the plan. They've lost some weight. I've got a couple that are still kind of on the fence, but I think the biggest success in that space is my PCP actually started following you and watching your stuff. He buys True Meal, and I have an appointment coming up with him, but the last time I saw him, I think he was down 45 pounds following your stuff. So like, my doctor just started eating real food and he's lost weight.
That's freaking awesome. I love that. It's crazy to me after doing this for like 6 years now, like people are like, my doctor referred me to you. And I'm like, what? Mm-hmm. So yeah. It's awesome. And I just love, like, you've done it. You've kept the weight off for over a year now.
Yep. Yeah. It's funny because I can remember going into his office and complaining, like, I've never been a sedentary person. I'm a nurse. I'm moving all the time. I've always worked out, but it's just been that junk food, you know, drive that I always had, I think, was my downfall. And he used to always tell me, well, I can give you Adipex, I can give you this, and we can suppress your appetite. And I was like, I didn't ever want any of that stuff. And all of the fad diets, like, I think the only thing that I really never tried was hardcore keto. But I bought all the pills, I did all the fads, I did all the things, nothing ever worked. But like, literally, this is just going to the grocery store and making better choices. And it works.
How many calories were you doing before we talked?
Between, I vacillated 12 to 14.
And then you went up to what?
22. I started at 2200. And honestly, I'm down 85 pounds and I still eat 2000 a day.
That's what I try to tell people, because everybody always wants to drop. And I think people want to drop after 30 pounds because they think they're going to get better results if they drop. Like, the amount of clients I've had lose 80 to 100, I never drop them either. And you're a perfect example.
Yeah. I did recalculate once while I was losing. I was absolutely starving and I stalled when I dropped my calories and I said, screw it. And I went back up and I immediately started losing again. So I've never dropped below. And I still, like, sometimes I'm not crazy about tracking anymore just because I know what I'm eating. So I don't really feel like I need to.
Absolutely. But, and that's why I try to tell people, because everyone's like, I don't want to track for the rest of my life. I'm like, in a couple months, you're going to know exactly what your portion sizes are. Throw the meat on the scale real quick. You'll be golden. You can literally be spot on, pretty close, give or take, with it. What do you think has helped you with the most success of keeping it off this time?
Yeah, honestly, it's the way I feel. I mean, it was always, I hated looking at myself in the mirror. I hated going places and being in the pictures. And like, I just wanted to feel better. I was getting to the point where like I'd walk up a flight of stairs and I'd be winded, and it just sucked to feel that way. And now that I don't feel that way anymore, I don't ever want to feel it again.
It's amazing, Jen. Freaking killing it. I appreciate you a ton calling in though.
You're welcome.
I'm posting this on. I'm gonna make this a podcast.
Make sure it sticks this time, because the last time we tried this,
Oh my gosh, I know. No, I gotta record it right now. It's definitely gonna be posted on the podcast. I'm gonna put it on TikTok. We'll put it everywhere because people need to know people's real life results, getting results. Like, you're no one special. You just actually changed.
And it's, I see, I watch a lot of the comments and like, well, can I do this and well, can I do that? And you're absolutely right. Yeah, you can. And I think the one thing that you said that has always stuck with me since I started following you was, what does moderation mean? Like, moderation isn't a definition. And I always used to say that, like, I can do this in moderation. And every time somebody says that, I hear you in my head and I'm like, what? Really, what does that even mean? Like, moderation means something different to everybody. So, I will allow myself once a week, I'll have a meal with a nice, helping of potatoes or something. So like, I'm not depriving myself. And that's where I always failed before, is I don't do well in deprivation. So I can still do these things. And I didn't at first. I stuck pretty strict and hardcore to the meat and the veggies. But once I started to lose, it was kind of like I gave myself that reward. Every 10 pounds, I would go have a piece of cake. Like, but it was a piece of cake. And then I jumped right back on. And now I can enjoy, a not so great meal every once in a while and know that I'm not going to spiral downwards after I do it.
That's so what did you do for the holidays this season then? What did you do this year? How, because everyone always freaks out about holidays and birthdays and stuff like that. How do you navigate the busy life and stuff like that?
I loved my holidays. I ate every bit of Thanksgiving dinner and I ate every bit of Christmas dinner, and I had some Christmas cookies, but I limited it to that meal. And the next day, like, Christmas doesn't need to carry for a week, and Thanksgiving leftovers don't need to live in your fridge for a week. So it's just, I allow myself to do it, but know that it's a one shot, and then it's right back on the wagon, because I know myself well enough to know that if I say, well, I've got this in my fridge and I'm just going to eat it till it's gone, that 3 days will turn into 3 weeks, and then I'm right back on that trail. So it's just, it's a battle of willpower, and I finally figured it out, thanks to you. But it really does work.
Well, love it. Appreciate you calling, seriously. Got anything else for me though?
No, I have nothing. I can't wait for these new supplements to come out. If I am pre-ordering immediately, because I am in bonus to anybody's listen, I am 100% in menopause and still doing this. So my hormones are kind of wreaking havoc on me right now. So I'm excited to try this new stuff.
I'm freaking excited for everybody too because True Drive is magical. I just can't wait for True Femme and it's gonna be awesome. I can't wait to hear about the benefits people are hitting with it. But yeah, tomorrow is the plan for it to finally launch and then the first week of May they'll be sent out. So appreciate you a ton, seriously. Keep doing what you're
I
doing.
appreciate it. Yeah, you're amazing, Tyler. Thank you so much for everything. I'll
Hey,
be watching.
have a good night.
You too.
Thanks,
Bye-bye.
bye. Ladies and gents, a year in, down 80 pounds of having pounds off for a year. You have to make the change. Share this out. Let your friends, family, coworkers, let everybody else know where they can go to get this weight loss stuff broken down. You don't understand how many people are struggling with weight loss, ladies and gents. People are spending thousands of dollars on products, on programs, on plans, on surgeries. Just start. Get the free plan, hit your calories, and just freaking start. Ah, I love it. Gotta start, ladies and gents. You have to start.